What's going on, guys? And thank you for tuning in to the Big Mouth Counselor Podcast. Today we're going to be listening to some throwback Mariah Carey. Currently listening to the Memoirs of an Imperfect Angel. I am a huge Mariah Carey fan, okay? Her album Rainbow was like my favorite, and I remember getting that album because my brother got me that 1 year for Christmas. And I was super excited because I absolutely love Mariah Carey, and that album was like my absolute favorite. My favorite song off of that album was, of course, Heartbreak. So, just checking in with you guys for today, and for our new podcast for today, and I hope you guys are doing okay. Today is April 13th. Tomorrow is my 30th birthday, so I thought I could go ahead and kick this out for you guys, because I'm pretty sure I probably won't be working tomorrow. I'm just gonna try to enjoy, you know, the gifts I get, enjoy little games or whatever the case may be. You know, we're sick and shut in, we're trying to make the best of the day, so I'll probably just try to relax and do some self-care stuff for myself. But just know that when we get out of this quarantine, I'm going on a trip, okay? So today I decided to talk about mental health and energy transfer. And I'm not really sure how I came about this topic when it comes to mental health and energy transfer. I just feel like this is probably something that was like really on my heart, because I see a lot of people who suffer with a lot of mental illness, disorders, whatever you want to call it, and they constantly stay in the same environments, or they're around the same people, doing the same things, and that can be an energy transfer. And a lot of people really don't know about energy transfer. They just really think it's something that's really scary, or something that people who do like witchcraft or whatever the case may be talk about. But energy transference is like a really huge thing, and I'm really more into like the spiritual and the, you know, the universe and energies and crystals, and, you know, really just the earth, just trying to take care of, you know, your body. And so when I stumbled upon this, I was really like in a mood of, you know, letting this quarantine thing kind of consume me and making me feel a certain way, constantly feeling bummed out or bored, or letting the attitudes or feelings of other people kind of pass on me. And I ran across something, I believe, that may have been like on YouTube, and somebody was saying something to the effect of like, you know, people's energy can really rub off on you and make you feel like, you know, you're this or you're that, or you have this, or you may have this disorder. And it could, you know, be that type of energy that someone may have rubbed off on you. And I named it that, especially starting off with the mental health, because, you know, that's what the Big Mouth Counselor Podcast is all about. It's about mental health. It's about the healthiness of your brain, you know, loving yourself, having positive and healthy relationships with yourself and other people. You know, we talk about a wide range of things here, but not only that, is because I'm here to only to assist, heal, and to help when it comes to, you know, the mind. And, you know, if you want some soul spirit help too, I can do that as well, you know. But we're mainly talking about here the mental health, and it's like, you know, how you view children when they're at the smaller age, and they're like sponges, and they kind of just soak up every single thing that you do or what other people do. So you have to be really mindful when it comes to children, teens, adolescents, all of those, when they're around certain people, even around you, in your actions, your energy, your vibes, your moods, whatever you may be going through, you have to be mindful of that, because people in general pick up on things like that. And I don't think a lot of us know that, or a lot of us actually realize that. And that's why I really chose that, because during this time with the quarantine, a lot of us can have that depressing mindset where you really feel confined behind those 4, 5, 6 walls, or you feel like, you know, you're getting really tired and restless of doing the same thing, repeated routine every single day. And in actuality, and I always keep saying this because it always pops up in my head, Mother Earth is just merely just asking for a break. We don't realize every single day in our daily lives how much we run this earth to the ground. The greenery, the water, the air, the fire, all of that stuff. We kind of run all of those elements to the ground. And not only the elements, but ourselves. More often than not, we don't take enough time to care for ourselves. We don't take enough time to care for our families. We don't take enough time to care for our mental. And that type of energy can affect yourself. It can affect other people, the people that you work with, your children, those people that you're in a household with. And that can have like a really bad effect on your mental health. And with energy transference, it's so easy to sit next to someone, have this horrible mood, and it can rub off on the next person, and they could just all of a sudden feel so angry and have no clue why. And it's also easy to sit next to someone and just be in the cheerful, bubbly mood. They see you being so cheerful and bubbly, they feel a sense of, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe things are not so bad, then maybe I can have this go-get-it attitude. It's the same as when children mimic you. They feed off of that energy as well. And I know you guys have heard a lot about people feeding off of energy, feeding off of vibes, all this stuff, and that stuff is really true. Like, this stuff really happens in everyday life. So it's always important to carry yourself with a good energy, and if you're not in an okay space, take the time away from yourself so you can kind of recollect, and don't put that bad or confusing energy on other people. When we talk about the mental health, somebody could be having a really bad, stressful day, and if you're one of those people who can easily soak up other people's energy, feel it, whatever the case may be, you have to be really careful being around people like that, especially when you're out here helping others. If you're in the healing business, the helping business, you have to be mindful of the energy and the vibes that people bring to you, because it can hurt you as well. You can be perfectly fine one minute and somebody comes to you with something, and that can dampen your energy, and it can also consume your mental health. You can be around somebody for days and days at a time, and exactly how they feel, that energy can transfer to you and can make you feel like you're just crazy out of your mind. And that's exactly what I mean. We have to be really careful when it comes to whomever we're around, or the energies that we're bringing, the energies that are coming towards us, especially during this time. I've seen a lot of memes talking about how couples are arguing now on Instagram and Facebook during the quarantine, or how they're learning more about each other during the quarantine, or how the children are, you know, bugging them during this quarantine. And let me tell you something, I know a couple of times that me and my wife probably disagree every once in a while, you know, on a regular basis. But I know my wife inside and out, so I know what ticks her off, I know what makes her happy, I know when she needs her time, and vice versa. But the only thing that's really bugging me now is just because my kids have been home for months and months and months at a time, and they haven't had like a break away from us, and we haven't had a break away from them. And I know how you guys feel about, you know, why do parents, you know, kind of nag about their kids constantly being home, but it's really totally different when you're a person who, you live in a house full of different personalities. You have growing teens, and you have teens that are going through their own blues and puberty and cycles and phases, and you need a break from them as well, just as well as they need a break from you. It's not just the parents. And when I speak about that energy, you have to be mindful when it comes to your children, because they can feel when, you know, you're not really up to, you know, playing this game, or you don't really want to be bothered, or you're just not having a good day. That can make them feel horrible because they think maybe they've done something. And so that makes them mentally kind of shut down maybe from you. You won't have that whole I want to talk, or I could talk to you, because maybe they're just feeling like, well, they don't want to talk, or maybe I'm getting on their nerves, so maybe I shouldn't bother them type thing. And those are the things that I'm talking about, because kids can easily feel it and feed off of it. Just like if, you know, you're going through your own battles, not saying that you kind of got to tuck those battles away, but be very mindful when you're going through your own things that you do that in a sacred place. And when you're interacting with your children, your wife, your husband, grandkids, sister, brother, whatever the case may be, make sure that you're bringing a better mood, a better energy, and a better vibe to them, so they won't carry what you have been holding on to that you left back in that sacred space. Whatever is back in that room, in that sacred space, that closet, or whatever the case may be, you leave it there, cleanse it out, and make sure that thing doesn't follow you. And you come out and you bring new and fresh and just happy and bright energy with you. Because everyone needs a great energy. Everyone needs a bright energy. Everyone needs a joyous energy. And you don't want to carry around this bad and negative, confusing energy, this fearful energy, this scared energy. You don't want to carry those things around, especially to people who can easily get to those things and kind of soak them in like a sponge. Those type of energies have a huge impact on your mental, and that kind of makes people go into a depression. It makes them feel manic. And with people who already have pre-existing, you know, mental disorders or problems, that could really be horrible for them, because if they see somebody already having this horrible energy, that can stress them and that could trigger some things. Even if you don't have mental disorders, that could still stress and trigger people into doing things, into being manic and doing things that they probably wouldn't normally do. And so that's what I mean about energy transference and the mental health is really important, especially during these times, because that can really make somebody go super crazy just being in the house and not doing anything for days and days at a time, unless you do things out of the ordinary. You know, it's nothing wrong with having a routine. It's nothing wrong with trying to keep up with, you know, cleaning up a house. But, you know, every once in a while, there's nothing wrong with your house looking crazy. You know, at least people will know that it's lived in if you have visitors. It's nothing wrong with your kitchen looking at a mess. At least you know that your family eats. It's nothing wrong with laundry being piled up. At least that you know that your children and, you know, your family have clean clothes and that maybe they are washing every single day, you know. It's just a little humor. But it's very important during this quarantine time to not lose your mind and don't give off that horrible energy. You know, we pass energy every single day when we go to grocery stores, gas stations, wherever you may have go. Or if you're still working, we pass those energies every single day. And it's important to practice some type of affirmation, some type of mantra, some type of cleansing routine to help you guys get rid of whatever could be holding you down. Get rid of those bad energies, negative energies, whatever. And it's great to do that before and after work, before and after you go someplace. You know, you don't want to bring other people's energies back to your household. You don't want to bring, you know, the energies from coworkers back to your household. You don't want to do that. You could possibly just come home and just be feeling upset for no reason, and that brushes off on your child. And at this young age, is very crucial to not show them that the energy that you possess is one of those energies that says to them, I don't want you around. You're bugging me, you're nagging me, you're annoying, or I'm working very hard and I'm tired because work always makes me tired, or I come home and I want to relax because I've been at work all day and it's very tired. You don't want to show them those types of things growing up in this world, because at the end of the day, you choose to work whatever job you choose to be around those certain people, but it's really up to you to change that energy that you have within yourself before you step back into your household or wherever you may be going. I know growing up, I used to hear all the time from my grandma, whatever you could be dealing with for today, you leave that at the door. And when you come in, don't bring it in. And it's the same for us now. You know, whatever you could be dealing with or have dealt with or, you know, had to do today, leave it at the door. Leave it there. Say a little prayer. Do whatever you have to do. Rid it, that thing from yourself. And do whatever it is that you came to do. Don't let the energy transference or your bad energy from wherever come into your mind and come into your household, come into your place of work or wherever, and kind of mess up your day. Energy transference is real. It can go either way for you. And it's important that we protect our energy as well. And it's so important that we carry on this positive and uplifting energy, even if we don't feel it. It's so important to rid those negative energies and just bad energies away from ourselves, and to uplift ourselves. You know, we go through bad days and bad phases and whatever the case may be, and we don't have to carry those things around. And so, you know, when we talk about energy, it's important for us to make sure that during this time, you can have an uplifting and encouraging energy about yourself to show that everyone else in this household that this too is just a phase. This too will pass, and we'll be able to go swimming and sunbathe and do whatever it is we want after a while. Because energy transference in your mental health is so important. And energy transference has such a big effect on your mental health. That can cause so much confusion, so much, you know, fear and just nasty stuff in your mind if you let it. So be mindful of the energy that you're giving out. Be mindful of the energy that you're transferring or receiving back just by bypassing others. Be mindful of that. And if you feel something that's creeping up into that mind of yours and just something negative, or it just feels really nasty or something just making you feel really bad, cleanse yourself. Rid that thing from you and don't let it stay on you. Research rituals, mantras, affirmations, whatever it is, or just pray it off. Do something to protect yourself and to help your household. Because our mind is the most lethal weapon that we have. And it is up to us to protect that and protect our energy. And if you let any kind of energy consume that, how are you going to be able to use your weapon? We come in here with one brain, one mind, and we leave here with it. Nobody else has what you have. So protect it. Create a good energy. Cleanse it. And just keep it secure, you know, just y'all get what I'm saying, right? Y'all have to work on your energy, you know, light your candles, light your incense. And if you have crystals, get your crystals, you know, get crystals that work for your energy. Get those crystals that go along with what you need. You know, get your incense that go along with what you need. Get your candles that go along with what you need. You know, your water, whatever you need to do. Meditate. Read a book. Take a nap. Do whatever it is that you need to do to get that energy back. And it's so good to meditate and become one with yourself so you can build that energy back up. And I know sometimes, you know, Meditation does not always come easy. Some days you got your head is just kind of racing back and forth and you're just like, I don't know where to start. You know, my mind is going back and forth. It's racing. I can't sit still. But you know what? Your mind is racing and you can't find a way to sit still and figure out how to just stop your mind. Visualize a whiteboard and visualize yourself wiping every single thing away from that whiteboard. And once that whiteboard is blank, draw a beautiful picture on it in any color you want. And try to visualize yourself being in that picture. Bring that positive and good and just feel good energy back to yourself. And that's how you should have your life every day. If you want to be on cloud nine, floating in clouds, literally, feel that way and take that to every single person in your household. Take that to work. I am so guilty of used to let other people's feelings and emotions kind of get to me when I would work, do anything. I used to let their anger, their everything just kind of get in the way of making my day go bad, especially working in the previous job that I had. And you know what? You shouldn't let that happen. Kind of, you know, reorganize and kind of take a second to step back and think about, like, I'm not feeling this way. I had nothing that caused me this problem. So why am I feeling this way? And you're not. It's because of another person. You allow their energy to suck you up. And so now you're feeling that. And it's okay. We all have those vulnerable and low moments where we do that. We let other people make us mad. That's their energy, not yours. If you're not mad about it, don't be mad about it. If it's not bothering you, don't let it. Of course people are going to get mad, like, you know, I don't understand why you're not mad. I don't understand that. Because I'm just not. I'm not going to feed off of your energy. I'm not going to let your energy make me mad. So don't let it. Okay? And just like Mariah says, it's a wrap. That's my soul, y'all. I like this album. But anyway, thank you guys for sticking with me for 22 minutes to listen to this podcast. I am going to release this today. So even if you don't get a chance to listen to it today, it's perfectly fine. Just make sure that you go and support your girl on Bird & Company Facebook page, IG Bird & Company, Anchor Bird & Company. Please check out my link and you can check out the blog. I will be doing a blog today and probably the day after, to just talking about, you know, my actual Happy Birthday Raven series, because I'm coming back with the Happy Birthday, and this time it is my big 30th birthday. Yes, I am turning 30 tomorrow. So just make sure that you guys tune into the blog as well. I'll make sure I post those links for you guys to check everything out. Any way that you can support, I appreciate a like, a follow, comment, anything else. You guys, I'm just out here trying to help, heal, assist, and just do everything that I can for you wonderful people in this wonderful, wonderful universe. So again, just thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Big Mouth Counselor podcast. And as always, peace, light, and love, guys.